Hello?
Hey, is this Jose?
Hi, this is Jose, yes.
Hey, Jose, this is Graham. I spoke with you last night.
Graham, how are you doing today, sir?
I am doing good, thank you.
I'm happy to hear that.
I hope you're doing well, too. But,
yeah, it can always be better. It can always be worse. We can't complain.
Well, that's a good perspective. I wanted to ask you a couple more questions. Obviously, I've looked at your stuff, not thoroughly, but, you know, pretty well. My
Absolutely.
Question for you is, how much is delivery of cabinetry into the Lakeland area in general, Lakeland, Polk County, Plant City?
I can send you a delivery list of our prices. Let me pull it up real quick.
Yeah. Well, the other question is, can you deliver to a direct to a customer's home, or does it have
I can
to
deliver anywhere in the United States other than Alaska and Hawaii.
Okay. So, but you do residences, because a lot of
Absolutely.
Companies, you know, won't go to a residence, because, you know, whatever, power lines, trees, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I assume you'd be delivering on, what, 26-foot trucks or something?
Yes, we are. We deliver, depending on the size of order that you have, wherever
okay.
you want it, the address you provide for me, that's where
yep.
you want it, that's where we take it. We'll drop it off to the front
okay.
door. And however you want it. If you want it flat box or fully assembled, that's there. That's
yep.
what you ask for.
Yeah. I'm going to recommend fully assembled every time, in all honesty, just because that way, if a homeowner wants to assemble it themselves, I get 15 phone calls saying, how do we do it? Where if it comes assembled, there is none of that. And the
There's
same with my installers. I'd rather them be installing than assembling. And
right.
your assembly price is actually not bad.
Well, it's usually, like I said, it's very minimal. It's just depending on
yeah.
the drawer, on the cabinet, it's about $10 more.
Yeah, and for me, that's a good deal. If I may, I'm going to make a recommendation to you, which is very rare what you're going to hear from a potential customer. I would
okay.
recommend doing so much per box and then adding $5 per drawer or something for each drawer, because a drawer stack takes a lot longer to put together than a cabinet with one drawer.
Absolutely. But
that's
just
my input.
That we have ground is that we we're a very well established company, so we like to be very minimal. You know, the point here is to save
okay.
money.
Sure.
And these prices are only for contractors and subcontractors. Like, so let's say
okay.
the homeowner you're talking about calls me,
yep.
it would be a whole different price. It would be a higher
gotcha.
Price. But it's
okay.
for you, because you are a subcontractor and a contractor,
okay.
that's why we would do that.
Okay.
But of course,
well,
actually,
I'm going to run something by you, because you may say we can't do it anyway, or you wouldn't like us to do it. I am thinking about, I've already got the website name, I'm thinking about creating a subdivision of my company. I'm
mm-hmm.
calling it Cost Plus Cabinets. And that
okay.
means I will gladly, like if a customer comes to me with a floor plan and says, you know, hey, there's these drawings, give me a price.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, yes, I do it for so much plus. You can see my cost, and I'm adding 35% or whatever it is onto my cost, plus tax. And if you want me to come and measure, there's a fee. If you want me to design it, there's another fee. But you come to me with a list of cabinets, I am going to sell it to you for this price. I would
okay.
not use your company name at all,
okay.
because we don't need that getting out there. But it's something that I'm considering, because there are many people that would like that service. And in all honesty, if I don't have to be in, because this is going to raise my business, hopefully it would increase my business quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to hire a bunch of installers to cope with that.
It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
If that makes sense to you. So
okay.
I would do that, but I would never mention your company name to anyone. It would be our cabinet. You know, I would never use your company name, because I don't want to cause issues with, you may have another dealer in you know, East Tampa or wherever, and they go, yeah, but this guy's selling it too cheap. Well, they wouldn't know it is your product, because I would never use your name.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Well, I mean,
yeah, I want to protect your business and your other dealers.
Right. As long as you're ordering from us, make it happen. You know,
okay.
I understand business is business, and there's certain things I have to stay a little private,
yeah,
of course, but
sure.
Why not? If it's going to make you money,
yeah,
if it's going to make me money, let's do it.
This is why I want to be very, you're getting your price, and I can sell a lot more if I don't have to install all of it.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
So that for me makes a lot of sense. And I in all honesty, I pay my installers really well. So sometimes, if I sell a less expensive product, the installation could be almost as much as the product.
That is correct.
Absolutely. If I'm paying my guys, $800 a day for two guys, and it takes them, a week, that's $4,000 of install, and the job might only be $7,000, product.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Absolutely. You're losing money.
Yeah. I mean, the installation price can be too close to the product price. So mm-hmm. I'm looking at this and thinking this may be people, it could be builders who, hey, I've got my trim carpenter could put them in. Go for it, bud. Those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I would make sure that if you're delivering it, that they have to have people there to get it into their home. That is part of the deal. Otherwise, it goes back. If there's no people there, we can either drop it off at your garden gate or, wherever you do. You do curbside delivery or garage delivery?
No, we would have to. So when we deliver, especially assembled, somebody has to be there to confirm that nothing's damaged, because anything that's damaged, we take back and bring it back. Somebody has to be there to confirm, everything arrived in shape and the way we wanted it. Nothing scratched, nothing broken, nothing. That's the way
okay.
we do it.
Gotcha. Maybe
right now,
I have to have somebody meet your truck so we have one of our representatives there rather than relying on one of our customers to be there.
Makes sense.
So that's something I need to work out. But I wanted to run the initial concept by you, because if it wasn't something that you would like, then I would have to, think about it differently. But I'm looking at the best way to get some volume from a well-priced product, we'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
Get some volume, because that's
make
money.
Whenever you send me a blueprint or a sketch or anything, I'm going to be introducing you to my manager, Kelly, and she is in Florida. You run that across for her too. I'll definitely let her know, She's amazing, man. She really is. And and I don't see why she would say no if it's about, more volume.
Yeah. And the reality is, Jose, I'm not looking to go into Tampa. I'm not looking to go into Orlando. I'm looking at Polk County and maybe Plant City, because it's only 10 miles away in Hillsborough County. I'm not interested in going further than that with your product. So any advertising I do would be, if it's Facebook or whatever, any advertising I do is going to be based on within a 30-mile radius, which doesn't even get me to Brandon, doesn't get me to Gibsonton even. So that would be my advertising, because this would need advertising. It's not going to be just my regular phone number ringing.
Correct.
So I wanted to run it by you because, some people might say, no, you can't use our product like that. And I would respect that if you said the same. So I'm a very open guy. As you can tell, I'm not going to hide anything from you.
I appreciate you have integrity. Absolutely.
Well, I don't want to slide anything under the radar, because that's not the way to do business.
Yeah, no surprises.
Yeah, I want to be totally open what I'm doing with it, because I don't have five crews of installers, and I don't want to have five crews of installers.
No. There's no point.
I want it to be almost like a cash and carry. Hey, here's your plan. This is the price that we can do it for. Do you want it? Okay, write me a check, pay me, and we'll have the stuff for you in 2 to 3 weeks, or however long you tell me the current time is. That's a smart business model.
Never would be longer than 20 days. Just depending on what you order. You know, like I said, flat box 10 days, fully assembled 12 days, custom about 15, 20 days.
We're going to try and dissuade custom because most of the people coming to me with the plans are going to be coming from Depot or Lowe's, and they're not going to be higher end customers. So chances of custom being needed is slim at best.
Okay. Yeah. Anything from Lowe's, anything from IKEA, Home Depot, like that's just all coming from China type style, and we don't do that. We do a little higher end style.
And
like I said, even our plywood comes from South America. It doesn't come from China either.
Nice.
And it's
just as a ballpark, if somebody wants, I think you said you can do other colors. How much is the upcharge to do? Is it a Sherwin-Williams color? What is that?
Depending on the color. Depending on the color.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. If I give you a number right now, I would lie to you.
Okay.
Is it
like 100% maybe or 50%? I mean, I got not holding it just to give me an idea. I mean, if I price it at 100% markup, chances are that might be close.
100%. I mean, that's pretty high, but
okay.
Hey, whatever you charge, that's your thing. Like even with our hinges, our
oh no, I mean, I'm wondering what your cost would be if we wanted a custom color. And again,
custom color,
I'm not gonna let them do that.
The ones we have now, it's usually about an extra, $20.
Per cabinet?
Per cabinet, yes.
That's too cheap.
It's
too cheap for you to paint.
Remember, remember that we have so much inventory and so on. We have over 1 million square feet, Graham.
We have
the ability to charge that price. Of course, if we were a mom and pop shop, of course, that would be a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
Since we've moved product so fast and have so much of it, we have that capability.
Okay. One other question, or maybe one of many, but when you have a finished end, are all your cabinets finished to match the face frame, or do we have to put skins on the visible end?
We have skins. We definitely have skins too for the end panels as well. But they all do. Our product is painted inside and out. With the paint, like I said, it's a 5-point machine that we use. And remember, we do it by UVL and finish it in the kill oven.
Okay.
And that keeps it from warping.
Okay. Gotcha. Even the stained cabinets have got a finished end.
They do. Yes.
They do. Okay. So technically, you don't need to buy a skin unless you're covering a seam or something.
Which we provide that as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This is looking more and more positive, my friend. Are you going to be around next week in Tampa?
I'm not. I am actually in Texas.
Oh wow. Okay. Okay. You must be at the port of entry.
I'm actually in Houston, Texas.
In Houston,
it's been raining crazy out here.
yeah.
But
my
manager,
no,
Kelly, is in Florida. She's there. She can,
She is. Okay. Well, I will make sure. I don't think I can make it this week, but next week I'll definitely get over there. And I already own the website, costpluscabinets.com.
Okay.
That's going to be the cost, COSC plus PLUS cabinets.com. I already own
cabinets
the website name.
In,
I've had
in plural or singular?
Cabinets.
With an S, right?
So S. Plural. Yeah.
Plural.
.com. And I've owned it for years. I've never really had a product that I could use the price point to use for it.
Why not? Let's do it.
I like the idea of being open with people. Look, hey, this is what this cabinet costs me. This is what I'm selling it to you for. There you go. That's the price. Mm-hmm. And you know, I kind of like the idea of that totally blunt, open, upfront. Yeah, you can.
Well,
see
I'm
going to
be honest with you, also, Graham. I'm giving you a 64% discount off retail. Don't give him that price.
Oh no.
Okay.
No. No, they're going to be paying, you know, 35-40% more than that. So
okay, perfect. Yeah,
that's my thought.
Don't do that.
We don't want
to. Like I was going to mention to you, the soft closed doors and hinges, those come standard. You can upcharge for that as well.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
We give it to you for free. So.
Yeah, that is awesome. That is great. And now this is exciting. I say I still have more to read from the things that you sent me. But I just
sent you the price though, the delivery price too. Did you receive it?
Let me take a look.
Yeah, I just sent it to you.
It comes right to this phone here, so downloading right now by the look of it. Oh, where did it go? Maybe it went to my spam.
Interesting.
Shouldn't have done. Oh. It did not come through yet.
It did not. Interesting. So we, it has to. It said it was set. Let me try again.
Hang on a second. Hang on, there we go. It is. It came through. It linked to the other email you sent to me yesterday.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay. I think that's the... Or it's the... yeah, there it is, delivery pricing. Okay. And so I'm going to be in the $100 bracket, 20 to 40 miles most of the time.
Yep, that's our delivery price.
Yeah. And can I pick up from there also if it's one cabinet?
Of course you can. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if it's one or two cabinets and I'm coming to Tampa, I can come in the van and pick it up.
Yeah,
go
pick them up. Yeah, take them, you know, make sure they're all in good shape and whatever makes it more convenient.
Yeah, sometimes I got to tell you, $100, that's not even worth my time to drive sometimes. So I would just say bring it anyway.
Well, $100 probably give you 1 gallon now, right? I'm just playing.
I mean, $100, is that the same whether they're assembled or not assembled or 20 cabinets versus 10 cabinets?
The delivery price stays the same.
Wow.
The only thing that changes delivery, the only thing that changes price-wise, it's flat box or assembled. But delivery price stays the same.
Okay. Sweet. That's awesome. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time today. Hope your weather in Texas gets better.
It's getting better. I do appreciate your time as well, Graham. Let's start making some money.
Sounds good. Thank you, bud. I'll see your lady next week. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, bye.